Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show.
Hey, Cleaning Nation. We just finished a Facebook Live for our alumni group, and it was so good that we want to share it with you guys. That said, there's a few things like Q&A that we had to cut out, so bear with us as it might seem a little choppy. Also, it is in two parts, so this is part one, and we'll be going to part two on the next release of this podcast. In addition to that, Mike has mentioned our Clean Profit Live that's happening in April of 2023. So if you're listening to this after April 14th, 2023, we're so sorry you missed it. If you're listening to that before April 14th and you are interested in joining us here in Scottsdale live and in person for 3 days implementing the Clean Profit Program into your system, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live for more details. So without further ado, here's the podcast.
We are doing our first live event for non-owners or non-Next Level Millionaire Mastermind members in April, here in like 2-3 weeks. And I just wanted to cover for fun, because I feel like I miss you guys, what we're going to cover at the event. And I just want to do it. Obviously, we're going to do it over 3 or 4 days live, but I wanted to give you guys best I could in the time that we've got. So I'm really just going to kind of cover the entire, to the best of my ability, kind of, I don't want to say tease, but give the best summary of the like Clean Profit method I can here. And I want to do it to you guys. All right. The first thing I want to start with, where we always start when it comes to growing a cleaning company or any company, is beliefs and mindset. So when it comes to mindset, we always got to start with you. Even if I told you and magically could say, here's exactly what to do and exactly when to do it, but your beliefs weren't aligned in that you believed you couldn't do it, or it wouldn't work, or your market was different, or you were dumb or special or whatever. You guys know as well as I do that your business is never, ever, ever, ever going to grow beyond your beliefs, right? So if you've got $100,000 a year beliefs, that's all that you can do. If you've got $1 million beliefs, you can step up to that. So we always start with our beliefs. If we've got weird beliefs that money is wrong, then we're going to have a hard time being rich. If we have beliefs that we're not worth it, or we only deserve cleaning, or any sort of weird stuff, we're going to be stuck. And the good news is building your mindset or your belief table is, if your beliefs are weak, you can build them just like any other muscle. So typically, if we don't do it on purpose, we're going to atrophy, right? Our beliefs are going to go get weaker and weaker and weaker, because a lot of times we just start thinking about things that aren't super helpful. But we can intentionally say, I'm going to be more decisive. We can intentionally start saying, I'm going to focus on outcomes. We're going to start focusing on, because all we're doing almost all the time is asking and answering questions about the future. So if we ask weak questions like, why am I so stupid and why doesn't everything work, we're going to get bad answers. If we ask questions like, what would have to happen for me to have $1 million company by the end of this year? What would have to happen for me to have $1 million company where I only work 10 hours a week? What would have to happen for me to have $1 million company where I made $250,000 in profit? I only work 10 hours a week, and the 10 hours a week I loved and freaking felt like I was giving back to the world. Those questions are going to get you a wildly different answer. So the cool thing is that is just a muscle. Intentionally asking the questions are going to get us the answers that we want, as opposed to letting our kind of muscle memory ask the questions that aren't going to get what we need. So as you guys all know, decisive, committed, coachable, resourceful, that's how you've got to show up to win. And let's move from beliefs into your most valuable resource, which is time, right? We, as owners of cleaning companies, part of the reasons I love you guys so much is you work hard, right? You're like, well, if I can do this well at, you know, working 40 hours a week, what would happen if I work 60 or 80? But there's diminishing returns, right? Obviously there's a physical limitation that we only have 24 hours a day. We all have to sleep, and we could only work more hours. Well, again, we all have there's a max we can all work, and then even that we can't sustain. But the quality of the work that we do, that is infinitely able to scale, right? We can increase the quality over and over and over and over again, ad infinitum. So the funny thing is a lot of owners of cleaning companies work towards increasing the quantity of their time, or that's their first go-to, right? Well, I'll just work longer. I've got more projects. But the problem is there's always going to be more stuff to happen. What we need to do is increase the quality of our time, which can be have infinite return on investment. And we've talked about this before, but in the business, low quality time, that's stuff that you have to do over and over again, typically in a specific location at a specific time. cleaning, rags, payroll, driving, scheduling. These are all, I got to do it today and it'll be done tomorrow or next week or forever and ever. And I got to be at a certain time in a certain place and it sucks. On the business, almost always can be done once and you get paid forever. And it can be done from anywhere in the world at any time in the world. That's a big benefit of on the business. You can pick it up and set it down. You can be working on a project in your business at midnight on a Tuesday and then let it sit for a week and then come back to it. But if someone calls out and they need to be fixed, that needs to be fixed right now, right? So in and on is the first big step. And I want to encourage you guys and gals out there. A lot of our higher level folks are working 0 to 5 hours a week in the business. And then on the business, believe it or not, if you're really being effective and focusing and working on the right things, a lot of times we only need 10, 15 hours a week. So really this could be maintained in 0 to 10 hours a week and really grown effectively at just 10 to 20 hours a week. It's not that complex of a business when you're doing the right thing. So first and foremost, we got to get our beliefs right. Second, if our beliefs are right, how we spend our time is going to improve. Last thing kind of in the first part here is core values. You guys know as well as I do, everyone kind of hyper focuses on employee handbooks and telling people what to do and blah, 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 blah. But you guys know as well as I do, you can have an employee sign an employee handbook in blood, but they're not going to memorize the whole thing. They're not going to whip it out when something happens and be like, boom, boom, section 5, do this. And, you know, they're going to do what their wiring tells them to do. And those wiring are their deep beliefs about life, right? So the core values are really big. If me and Dallas have a core value of have fun, and things go wrong, I'm not going to be like, Dallas, you have fun in this situation, dude. You better do, you know, like he's just going to show up that way, right? So I get to encourage and grow and support him in this shared belief that we have. I don't have to kind of beat him into submission. And I couldn't, Dallas, big dude, I couldn't beat him into submission if I tried. So the beautiful thing about core value sharing is if we don't share core values, I might, maybe, doubtfully, but maybe I could get you to do what I want as long as I'm right here watching you and with a stick or a carrot. But as soon as me and my carrot, my stick leave, you're gonna go back and default to doing what you normally do. So the beautiful thing about core values is if our core values align, you're gonna make the big decisions the same way I would, whether we have a employee handbook or whether I'm watching you or not. So the core values are really important. Remember guys, gals, and a lot of this is remembering, but especially for the alumni, you're in our kind of like our universe and you get it and you're feeling it and then you graduate and go back to like bad behavior. So I know if this, if some of this is reminder, it's okay. It's important stuff to be reminded. So remember, you discover your core values. You don't decide on them, right? A lot of people are like, well, I want my employees to be detail oriented, or I want them to work hard, or I want them to show up this way or that way. But the reality is, and it's okay to have aspirational values, like I want them to be that way. But what we really want is your actual core values of who you are, right? For us, have fun, make money, be real, help out is fantastic because I can come on live like this and I'd be like, oh, Mike, come on, pretend that you're fun and pretend that you really want to help these people. Like I could just show up how I am. And that I'm sure turns off people aren't into that, which is great because we're just not going to be a good fit. But those of you guys who know me are like, Mike's real, like it or not. So perfect example of displaying and discovering your core values, not trying to fake your core values, which will wear you out. And people are smart. They'll know you right off the bat. So really important that you do that. Sum up for step one before we go on to step two. Mindset, your beliefs are going to limit or unlimit your business. Time is the most valuable resource and you trying to do more stuff with more work ain't going to work, but trying to improve the quality of your time can. And you're going to make your decisions on who you hire, who you accept as a client, how you show up and how you make decisions based on your core values, and you won't go wrong. All right, so that's kind of the big fun foundational stuff. We move right into kind of the, and by the way, we're going to go over all this stuff together with just 12 people at the live event. Number two, we've got to know your numbers, right? The probably most heartbreaking thing I hear is, oh, my accountant handles that. My accountant handles that. In answer to the question of what was your revenue last month? Like really simple things that is not your accountant's problem, purview, or whatever. Their job is just to crunch the data. Your job is to know what it is and make sense of it, right? Our accountants don't do that. Nor does our CPA. Our CPA just handles our tax. So you, not your accountant, need to know your core numbers, revenue, cost of goods sold, expense, profit. Easy peasy. That's it. Revenue, cost of goods sold, expenses, profit. And you want to review those at least monthly when things are going well and weekly when things are going poorly. I won't even get into the difference between cost of goods sold and overhead because I think you guys know that. Leads, bid, sales, applicants, interview, starts. Same thing. That's really it with those four, 10 basically data points, revenue, cost of goods sold, expenses, profit, leads, bid, sales, applicants, interview, start. You can run your whole company from anywhere in the world. And all of you guys are alumni. So just so you guys know, we upgraded the some of the tracking we do. We now have it all together in one Rockstar Results tracker. And as alumni, you have access to that. And if you don't have access and want it, let Lindsay know. She'll get you hooked up. Okay. And all that can be tracked and should be tracked in one single spreadsheet that you check weekly when things are not going great and monthly when things are awesome. And remember, guys, gals, for those of you like, I don't have my books, or, you know, I've been trying, or I don't know how to do QuickBooks, it's really just four things: creating and paying invoices, and creating and paying bills, or actually creating invoices and receiving money against them, and creating and paying bills. That's it. It's super simple. And if you're like, what about payroll? Payroll is just creating and paying a bill. It's just a big, hairy, scary bill, but it's still just a bill. I remember, guys, we should be paying twice a month, not weekly, not every other week, twice a month, 24 times a year. So your P&L is clean. So you're always making your payroll in the right month. All right, so next is proper payment policy. For all of you guys there, you're in one of three categories. One is I'm still cleaning, in which case the only thing you need to focus on is getting out of cleaning. Two, you're out of cleaning, but you're under 20% net profit, in which case the only thing we want to work on is getting you over 20% net profit. And three, I'm out of cleaning, I'm over 20% net profit, now we can scale, right? So even if you're doing $1 million and you're out of cleaning, but your profit's 7%, the only thing you should be working on is getting that profit up to at least 20. A lot of our higher level people have 20, 25, even 30% net profit. So really important, we get out of cleaning first, we get our net profit to 20%. Once those two magic switches have been flipped, it is time to, now we can scale, right? But don't try and scale before. So proper payment policy, so important, because if our cost of goods sold are wacky, it is really hard to scale. There's like very few things that are going to get in your way as quickly as having high cost of goods sold, low profit. And for mostly you commercial, we don't want to just be profitable on paper. We need to be profitable in the bank account, which means getting paid in advance, right? Anytime you're fast growth, when you have cash negative, i.e. net 30 terms, growth is a cash suck, because you got to put up more every time you get a new contract, it costs more and more money. You don't get paid for later. But if you're getting paid in advance, you actually get paid. It's a cash positive thing. And you know, all the other benefits of eliminating bad debt, not putting you in opposition with your customer, having to beg for your own money, and all the stress and emotional headache with that. So not only do we want to make sure we're profitable, 50% cost of goods sold, you want to make sure you're getting paid in advance. I think that's it. And then again, just a reminder, Alicia's like, love getting paid in advance. Yes, 1000% yes, it changes everything. And for residential, it's 100% no brainer. Wouldn't even have the conversation. That's just how it is. With commercial, if I was running a company, it'd be still 100%, but you know, you should at least be 80, right? If there's one or two exceptions. And again, the problem is the exceptions you typically want to make are larger accounts. Well, it's a big account, you know, I got to do it. Well, the problem is the more account it is, the more credit line you're extending them without doing any background check or having any collateral, doing any bank time stuff. So yeah, really important we get paid in advance. Feels great, it's good for your business. And I would literally rather grow at 30%. Believe it or not, you'll grow faster. Even if you say no to some jobs, overall growth will be, you might lose some battles with some jobs, but you'll win the war and grow faster. And remember, guys, when it comes to profit, a 10% increase in profit, if you're at a 10% profit and you raise your prices by 10%, you'd be like, well, you know, if I'm making $10,000 a month and I raise my prices by 10%, maybe I'll make $11,000 a month. No, you'll make $20,000 a month. You'll double, because when you raise your prices, your cost of goods sold doesn't go up an inch. Your expenses don't go up an inch. 100% of your price raising dollars goes right to the bottom line. So if you raise your prices just by $1,000 over 1 or 5 or 10 or 15 customers, your profit goes up by $1,000 instantly. So really important. And keep in mind, guys, we go back to beliefs. Profit's not a dirty word, right? If you believe that profit is something that you do to someone to screw them, we're gonna have problems. When you realize profit is what you do for people, right? The fact that we charge you guys a lot allows me to do a bunch of lives like this, keep up our content, update it, do it forever, do live events like we're talking about. All sorts of cool stuff happens when you charge enough profit. And by the way, you get better clients. You guys are amazing. The fact that some of you graduated years ago and I still remember you and care about you, because you're good clients, right? If everyone charged a nickel, we'd have 1,000 people in the group, or tens of thousands of people that wouldn't be doing anything, and they wouldn't be there. So profit is the magic for everything. You get better clients who get a better experience because you can give them a better experience. Because they pay more, they get a better experience. You can enjoy them more. You care more. So many good things come from profit. All right. That said, once you've got that stuff done, the last piece in the foundation is picking your people. I'm trying to think of like the biggest things that'll put you out of business, and top three, maybe top one, is who you pick as your clients, right? If you get crappy clients and you want to build a premier business, it's almost impossible, almost impossible. Your business, just like it cannot grow any faster than your mindset, it certainly can't grow any faster than the quality of your clients. You got garbage clients, you're gonna have a garbage business. You have great clients, you're gonna have a great business. And part of the reason we've done so well is for you guys. We are really selective about who we pick, and we pick amazing people. And again, years later, I miss you guys, and I do stupid things like I'm gonna rent a mansion and live with you all for 3 days. Like, if I had crappy clients, there's no universe I could do that. But I'm so looking forward to spending time with you guys. So really important that you pick your people. When it comes to cleaning, one of the biggest magic, Alicia's like, just fired one yesterday. Doesn't that feel good when you have all the confidence that you know how to, that A, you know what you're worth, B, you know how to get new clients. It's so easy and actually empowering to either raise prices or fire people or both and get paid in advance. All right, so when it comes to the people, first and foremost, the biggest misconception we have is the more people I accept, the wider I open my arms, the faster I'll grow. Couldn't be further from the truth. The fewer clients you accept, the more you can grow. You can charge more when you're a specialist for, go to your regular doctor at a minute clinic. He's probably making, I don't know, maybe he charges $100 or $60 copay or something. He's probably making $123,000. Now, when he refers you to like, the guy up, it's like, well, you should see a pediatrician about that. Now it's going to cost double. And then you go to a brain specialist is the best in the world. He's going to be 10x, right? So the fewer clients, and he's like, I'm 3 months booked out. I can only take a certain client who's perfect, and price is never even on the table. So make sure that we get really clear on who we want. And same thing, you might lose a battle like, oh, I can't say no to this customer, I say no to that customer. But if you can't hit your goals based on the type of customer you have, it's the wrong customer, right? Even if this one says yes. And will throw money at you. One of the hardest things when you're new is to say no to money. People wave at money, go, you're not my client. It's not who I want. So the quality of your client's important. You're like, well, how do I know the quality of your appointment? Recurring, recurring, recurring. And they've got to have pain, right? We're not looking for, I'm just trying to get a better bid. What's, here's what I'm paying now. Can you beat it? Not a good customer. You're looking for someone that's like, I really have a real pain that you as and your company can solve at a high level, right? Obviously, the ability to pay enough of them, recurring revenue. But the big thing is recurring revenue and pain. And when I say recurring revenue, the same money for the same job. So, move in, move outs can be recurring. You can get a property manager. It's like, I'll give you all of them. And maybe some weeks you get months, you get five, some weeks you get 50. Really hard to scale. You never know what you're going to get. Can't get paid in advance. When I say recurring revenue, I mean you do the exact same work for the exact same money every month. That's recurring. All right. Once you pick your people, it's really important you know what pain you're solving, right? We want to do a lot of generic, crappy stuff, like talk about us, right? And how good we are at cleaning. But that's not really who you want. You want to really understand their pain at a deep level. For you guys, if I was like, hey, I'll give you money for, the live event. As much as I'd love hanging out with you guys, and we're gonna be in a mansion, and we're gonna go out to dinner and have a butt. It's gonna be a blast. You guys don't care. I mean, that's fun, and that's icing on the top. But you're like, can it grow my business? Am I gonna save time? Am I gonna save money? Am I gonna be a better person? That's all that you guys care about. So if I was like, well, let me tell you how smart I am, and let me tell how great I am, and let me talk about me and the mansion, and you don't care, right? So same with your clients. They don't care how good you are at cleaning, or how much you know, or how any of that stuff. They really don't even care about if you have good reviews or not. The only time they care if you have good reviews is it helps their belief that you can help solve their problem. So make everything about them and their problem, not about you. And if you don't understand their problem at a really deep level, you can't make it about them. And don't fall for the superficial, I just want, the less dust. They do a bad job. They forget stuff. Superficial. You need the deep end stuff of, how do you feel? How does it affect your life? Who else's life does it affect? What if this doesn't get solved? What is that going to cost you? How's your life going to be materially worse? These are the questions that'll get you really good pain. And the way to get it is ask them, right? Ask them, ask them, ask them. And the cool thing is, the way to ask them is a perfect prospect pain conversation. And the only two things about that, they got to be a perfect prospect. So don't do the people you're comfortable with. Do the people have perfect prospect conversations with perfect prospects? People are like, if I had a dozen of these, my life would be great. Right? That's who you want. And you all got to make sure you have a real conversation, not just superficial. And the cool thing is, sometimes when you're not even trying to sell anything, you just have that conversation, ask your clients what really bothers them and who they are and what's going on in their life, and you really get to know them at a deep level. A lot of times they'll be like, well, why can't you give me a bid? Could you just do it? It's shocking how many times you go in just to really understand their pain, you're just trying to help, and you end up walking out with a client, as opposed to when you go in trying to sell them something, oftentimes you don't walk out with a client. So make sure that, A, you know who your client is. B, you know what their pain is, and you know that by asking them. And then all of your communication should be about them and their pain, not you and your company, because they don't care.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share it with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now, 602-932-6431. Give me a text, say hey, can't wait to meet you.